It turns out you can simulate an oil spill in the lab. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Piero Gardinali, professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry at Florida International University, describes how this was done and what was learned.
The 2010 explosion of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig released 134 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It was one of the largest oil spills in history and one of the most studied. At least 1,300 miles of shoreline were affected by the oil. That's farther than a road trip from New Orleans to New York City. But studying what happened to the oil deep below the surface and in such a large area is challenging. Could the spill and its impact be replicated in the lab? Our team of researchers did just that. We were the first to best simulate the conditions of the aftermath of the spill in a controlled laboratory environment. This allows us to understand just how the oil-degrading bacteria from the original spill region behave and how they chewed up the crude oil. Our study shows that microorganisms are prepared to respond to oil spills. They can largely biodegrade crude oil components left behind after a spill. A microorganism will biodegrade or eat oil components that would otherwise harm the ocean ecosystem, including species living in it. Every oil is different, but the process can take anywhere from several days to a few months for the more persistent components. As drilling continues in the search of oil beneath our oceans, it is important to understand how nature behaves and use this information to find solutions to any potential accidents these activities may cause. By better understanding how microorganisms biodegrade oil, we can better understand what is happening beneath the surface of the sea and be prepared to mitigate impacts.
That was Piero Gardinali of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.